Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Reading from Galatians chapter 3. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith that should afterward be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. In the Bible you read of many people who were called the children of Abraham, Abraham's seed, Abraham as their father. You hear messages where Christians are called Abraham's children, and this is true. This is what our passage that we've just read teaches. We need to understand in what sense, however, Christians are the children of Abraham. What does being a child of Abraham really mean? What does this say about our relationship to God? And just why are Christians called children of Abraham? Now, Abraham is one of the better-known biblical characters of the Old Testament. He's first mentioned in the book of Genesis when he was called to leave his home in the Ur of Chaldee and go into a place that God directed him. God made some great promises to this man, such as that he would be the father of a great nation, that his descendants would be as numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of the heavens, and that God would bless those that blessed him and curse those that cursed him, and his people would have a land for their own so long as they were faithful to God. And the greatest of all of their promises, and in thy seed shall all the nations or the families of the earth be blessed. And Paul identified that seed as Jesus Christ, Galatians 3 and verse 16. Abraham is often called the father of the faithful, and James identified him as a friend of God. Now Abraham has children both physically and spiritually. Physically, Isaac was his descendant, the promised son born unto Sarah in their old age. Before him was Ishmael, born unto Sarah's handmaid, Hagar. And after the death of Sarah, Abraham had more children by one named Keturah. The Israelite nation, later known as the Jewish nation, are all physical descendants of Abraham. Likewise, through Ishmael and Esau, the Arab world looks to Abraham as their physical ancestor. It is said of Abraham, I have made thee a father of many nations, Romans 4 and verse 17. Spiritually, the children of Abraham are those who make up the family of God. For a number of centuries, the Israelite people were God's chosen nation by virtue of their descendancy from Abraham, and the nation through which the Messiah of all mankind was to come. And the Jews place such tremendous importance on being a descendant of Abraham as a mark of their spiritual acceptance. The fact that Jesus preached salvation to all men, not just to the Jews exclusively, was some of the antagonism against him by the Jewish leaders. John the Baptist, while preparing the way for the coming of the Lord, had taught, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham, Matthew 3, 7 through 10. John the Baptist taught the coming end of that special status of the Jews and their special privileges and their special relationship with God, because Christ, the promised Savior of all mankind, had come. Spiritual acceptance would no longer be based on one's ancestry, but one's response to this Savior. In Romans 9, For they are not all Israel which are of Israel, neither because they are the children of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called, that is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for seed. Friend, just because one could point to Abraham as his fleshly foreparent would no longer suffice to identify him as belonging to God's family anymore. The blessings of God would rest upon those of any nation, any tribe, color, tongue, background, or ancestry if they would come to God through Christ. Peter said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Acts 10:34-35. Therefore, the children of Abraham, those who are the beneficiaries of God's promises, are those who belong to Christ. Our text plainly states that the child of God is a child of Abraham, and we are children of Abraham if we belong to Christ. Therefore, if one is out of Christ, he's not a child of Abraham, spiritually speaking, and not a child of God, spiritually speaking. That relationship does not exist except for those who belong to Christ. Now, how do people become members of their families? Well, one way is by birth. This is obvious, and that needs no further comment. But another way is by adoption, a legal process whereby a child becomes the child of adopted parents. The New Testament pictures people becoming spiritually the children of God by using both illustrations. It is not that people become children of God in two different ways, but that the one way is illustrated in two ways. Jesus taught the new birth in John 3. We must be born again. We enter into a newness of life, new creatures in Christ, Romans 6, 2 Corinthians 5. We are born into the family of God by this spiritual new birth. And Paul speaks of people being adopted, receiving the adoption of sons, becoming children of God through Christ. Once belonging to Satan because of sin, Christians are adopted by the Lord. Galatians 3 and verse 7, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. By the faith of Christ, and faith in Christ, a faith that renders obedience to Christ, we become children of Abraham, hence children of God spiritually." As Israel was once the children of God because they were of the descendants of Abraham, so we are the children of God, called children of Abraham, through the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, it's not surprising that faith is involved in becoming children of Abraham, seeing that he was a man of faith, an example of faith, one who acted on his faith, and whose life emphasized faith. It can be expected that the child would be like the parent. And Jesus said of some in his day, while he was here on earth, "I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen of my Father, and ye so that which ye have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham, but now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then saith they to him, "We be not born of fornication, we have one father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I have proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it." John 8:37-44. As children of the devil will behave like the devil, children of God will behave as God directs. The children of Abraham will be people of faith, as was Abraham. Abraham was justified by faith, Galatians 3:6 and Romans 4:3 and Genesis 15:6. Nothing in the Bible teaches, however, that he was justified by faith alone. Please understand that. But he was justified by faith. When was Abraham justified by faith? James 2, 21 through 24 makes it plain. Paul and James both refer to the same Old Testament passage in the book of Genesis. One teaches that Abraham was justified by faith. The other teaches that Abraham was justified by works of obedience. There is no conflict in them, whatever. Works of obedience made the faith of Abraham perfect. It made it whole, mature, and complete. And without his works of obedience, his faith would have been a dead and useless faith. His faith acted. Hebrews 11 and verse 8 says, Abraham by faith obeyed. Hebrews 11 and 17 says, by faith he offered. His faith justified him when it led him to do what God commanded to be done. Friend, faith plus works of obedience saved Abraham. Now Romans 5 and verse 1 teaches that we too are justified by faith, as was Abraham. And when does our faith justify us? When do we become children of Abraham? Our text told us that we are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Then it explains just precisely when that faith made us a child of God. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Notice, it was when we acted on our faith, like Abraham, that we became children of God. Paul says that those who have been baptized are the children of God. It stands, therefore, that those who have not been baptized are not the children of God. We are the children of God because we have been baptized into Christ. And we are not, if we have not been. Not until our faith has led us to obey the Lord's command to be baptized has our faith made us a child of God. The children of Abraham, in a fleshly sense, were circumcised. This was a token of the covenant between God and Abraham, Genesis 17 and verse 10. But circumcision or uncircumcision doesn't avail anything one way or another as far as our spiritual welfare is concerned, Galatians 5, 5 and 6. What is important is the circumcision of the heart, that is, the heart brought into covenant relationship with God. What is the circumcision of the heart? Now, this is a figurative expression denoting that we are also in a covenant relationship as was Abraham. Romans chapter 2 says, For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and the circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God. Paul told his Christian brethren in Philippians 3 and verse 3, For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. And again he wrote in Colossians 2, In whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Friend, the circumcision of the heart is an operation of God. It is not fleshly. It is spiritual. It's not of the body. It is of the heart. It occurs when we are buried in baptism into Christ. As Abraham's children, we should walk in steps of faithfulness all the days of our lives, just like he did. He is called Faithful Abraham, Galatians 3:9. No, Abraham was not perfect, but Abraham did keep on keeping on. That's what faithfulness is. That is what God expects of those who are the children of Abraham. Galatians 3:16, Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. The promises were through his seed, which is Christ. Through Christ, we also are the seed of Abraham, and we can be partakers of God's promises in Christ and through Christ. Abraham was called from Chaldee in Genesis 12. He obeyed and he built an altar of worship in Hebron, Genesis 13. He paid tithes unto Melchizedek, Genesis 14. And then Genesis 15 tells us he believed in the Lord and was counted unto him for righteousness. It was because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes and my laws, Genesis 26 and verse 5. That was the reason that God saved Abraham, by faith. His obedience to God in offering Isaac was an act of obedient faith. By such he obtained God's promises. And so it is with me and with you. If we would be children of Abraham, God's children, God's people, counted among the saved and those of promise, we must belong to Christ, and we must be baptized into Christ. Galatians 3:27. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.